7, barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim, on IRIB English Radio. One of the main sources of Islamic teachings is obviously the Ahadith. In the science or in the subject of Usul al-Fiqh, or the principles of jurisprudence, it is studied and it said that there are four main sources of Islamic knowledge, or for Islamic knowledge to be derived from. One is obviously the Qawl Quran, the other is the Sunnah, which is, it has its own definition in Usul al-Fiqh. But one of those things that the Sunnah includes is the Hadith and the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And therefore it is important for us to get acquainted with it, and it's also important for certain writers to structure the books of Hadith in a particular way that people like myself, like yourself, are able to benefit from them in a manner, you know, that we can use them in our daily lives. And also in different languages, because the Ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, yes, originally written in Arabic, not even written in Arabic, they were spoken Arabic, written down obviously then in Arabic by those who, of the companions who wrote the traditions down, or those who passed it on from, you know, heart to heart, or as they say, senior to senior, you know, verbally and orally transferred from one person to another, was all done in Arabic. But that does not mean that the teachings should remain. If it is possible for even a bit of it to be transferred into another language, it should be. Therefore, this is the book that we will be introducing to our dear listeners today, is based upon this, that the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam being transferred to us in the language that we understand, that is the language of English. Insha'Allah, please stay tuned for our next segment.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu You can say it once or 100 times or more. You'll feel at peace inside and it'll open every door. That's the power of the memory of love. It's the best way to purify your heart. You know you will be loved by the merciful
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. As mentioned previously, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is a book based on the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and has been ordered in a particular way. It has been ordered in an alphabetical way, that is in a way of the Arabic alphabet, so Alif, Ba, Ta, and so on and so forth, and based upon ethical and practical teachings that me and you can benefit from and and apply in our daily lives. The book is titled Mizan al-Hikmah, or as English, a title is known as Scale of Wisdom. Some have said Scales of Wisdom, but not Scale of Wisdom. This book was compiled by Ayatollah Ray Shahri, or Ayatollah Muhammadi Ray Shahri to be exact. He was the former head of the Iranian Hajj delegate that would go, obviously, for Hajj to the holy city of Mecca. For Hajj, obviously. And he compiled this book in, first of all, in Arabic only, which was compiled in 10 volumes. This book was then translated bilingually, that is Arabic and Farsi, Arabic and Persian, in 15 volumes. After this translation, the book was then condensed. Right? It was abridged. So basically only the important hadith from each section were taken out. So for example, if a section contained 10 ahadith, 3 were taken out, 4 were taken out and then placed. And then this was also then translated with the Persian with it in one or two volumes depending on the print. This condensed version, this abridged version, was what was used in order to be translated into English. And this is what the book that we have with us today is, the translation of this abridged version. This book was translated by a group of translators which included people such as Zaid al-Salami, Abbas Virji and others, and was published by two publishing institutes. One in the Islamic Republic of Iran, that is Darul Hadith Publications, and the other one, the Islamic College of Advanced Studies in London. The difference between the two publications is this, is that just the paper used by the Islamic College of London is a lot better than the paper used by Darul Hadith. But the contents are exactly the same. There is no difference in the contents of these two books. So, inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a small part of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. Inshallah, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio, where in this episode we have been discussing the book Mizan al-Hikmah, which has been compiled by Ayatollah Muhammadi Reishahri. Now, the digital version contains an introduction that is a lesser of an introduction that is contained in the original printed book. The original printed book contains a much larger introduction that also goes through some of the history of hadith, history of the hadith compilation, and so on and so forth. But very briefly. So we'll be reading a bit of this introduction. And obviously we will not be reading the text of the thing, because in another show, Hadith of the Day, many of the traditions have been quoted from Mizan al-Hikmah. So in the introduction, it is written that the great collections of Shi'ite traditions, hadith, have for a long time been organized in a topical manner. That is, they've been organized in terms of their subject matter, in terms of their topics. So, example, one deals with salah or and prayers, one deals with fasting or sawm, and so on and so forth. The organization of these collections has been influenced by the nature of requirements, as well as the personal and social problems of the time of the compilers of these books. So, what may be, you know, brought as an example is the book Man La Yahdhur Al-Faqih of Sheikh Saduq, who at that particular time compiled this book as a Tawzi' al-Masail, or what we would call a Tawzi' al-Masail, a book of practical acts, in which a person who wants to know the duty at that time will refer to this book of hadith. So it is compiled in a manner where people will be able to, for example, want to know their duty when it comes to salah or prayer or fasting or hajj or khums or zakat, they will refer to this book and the hadith that can be found under it. So this is one example that can be given with regards to this phrase. Another influence was the need to assign topics to these collections and insert entries congruent with the intellectual concern of the scholars, both advocates and opponents. Therefore, the emergence of new queries and questions in any era necessitates the publication of new books. Indeed, Mizan al-Hikmah is one of such answers. The present work is the outcome of new ideas in the fifth and sixth decades of the present century, which, based on the requirements of the time, is not only a collection of hadith concerning morals and ethics, even though it includes them. The work, besides providing answers to the needs of its time in different fields, responds to various questions, problems and doubts, philosophical and those related to the mode of conduct of the true leaders of Islam, based on the ontological teachings of the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, that concludes our reading from the book Mizan al-Hikmah. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.